Diversity Fund is a grassroots grant source for change makers of color in the nation's capital. We fund social justice work by and for DC people of the global majority. The deadline for submissions is Friday, March 21st. Details and application information are available at www.diversityfund.org. You can send questions to info@diversityfund.org. Upcoming info session dates and recordings are accessible online at www.diversityfund.org. The phone number for further information is 202-743-0130. That's 202-743-0130.
Peace, this is Atan Thomas, and you're listening to WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice.
Happy Monday, good people, and you are listening to A Gay Old Time.
And I'm Awesome Rita.
I'm Daffo, and we're going to have A Gay Old Time on tonight. We are part of the Inside Out Collective. The Inside Out Collective illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the LGBTQIA+ experience. We are proud to be a part of the legacy of cutting-edge public affairs programming on WPFW, home of Jazz and Justice Radio. Inside Out airs every Monday at 6 p.m. on 89.3 FM and WPFWFM.org. Yo, we are here for our fifth episode of A Gay Old Time, and we're just happy to be in the building. We're just happy to be here. Awesome, what up?
Yo, greetings and salutations. First of all, I just realized that this is our fifth. I was like, fifth? Is it our fifth? Yes, it is our fifth episode of The Gay Old Time with Awesome and Daffo. But yeah, happy motivating Monday, people. And of course, you know, happy Women's History Month. Woo-hoo. We are here. Yes, and happy birthday to the Coolots.
Oh, yeah. Oh, check us out. How old are we? 14? Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
14, 13?
Ooh. Are we? Ooh. Are we 14? I think we're 14.
I think we are 14.
We're in the eighth grade? Eighth or ninth.
We're ninth grade. We're like freshmen in high school out here, you know?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, yeah, shout out to us, our birthday. Those of you that don't know, Daffo and myself, we are members of an LGBTQ plus original, you have to say the original, okay? Original rock and soul band. And when we started, we were an all-female band. And now we are still LGBTQ plus band, but we're not all female. Yeah. And yeah, so just shout out to us. I was just thinking about that when I was actually doing my intro. I was like, what am I going to say? Absolutely. But happy birthday to us. And we definitely started in March, which was just kismet because it was all female.
Yeah. How about it? Who knew? Who even knew?
Crystal knew. That's who knew.
Crystal did know. But yeah, man, shout out to Women's History Month. Shout out to the end of Black History Month, you know, our Blackness is constantly under attack. And I'm just so grateful to have celebrated all the numerous accomplishments of Black people during the month of February. And in my mind, Black History Month is every month, okay?
Right on.
I red, black, and green. I sang the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing, all four verses, y'all. I know all four. Is it four or three? I think it's three.
I think it's three. We grew up just knowing two.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. And then It was like we got introduced to the three. Like, what? It's a third verse?
Exactly. That's the collegiate level. That's the, you know, like, oh, you done graduated to knowing the third verse. So I know all three verses. Shout out to that. You know, sang it numerous times, celebrated Black greatness with my students. We had daily facts and an interactive assembly. So I'm very grateful. But like Awesome said, it is March, and March is Women's History Month. And we're highlighting Black LGBTQIA women-owned businesses, Black LGBTQIA trailblazers, and of course, giving you laughs along with What Tips Our Teacup.
Facts. Facts, facts, and more facts. So we're going to give you this number right now. Please, please, please call in, especially considering, you know, what we just did on the 28th was the blackout, right? So please, I want to bring back, remember the Green Book back in the day?
I do.
Our folks had the Green Book, it was just because, you know, segregation. And so they had this Green Book. Let's bring that back. Let's bring it back and shout out your business. If you're Black, okay, and you have a business, but more specifically, if you are Black and LGBTQ+, and you have a business, please call us. Please call us. We would love to plug you in. We would love to just get your business out there. And I'm going to give you this number, and then I'm going to circle back. 202-588-0893. Please call us if you have a business that you want to get to the people, if you want to put it out there. But last week when we were doing this, the 28th, and I pray that everybody was successful in our community and did not go to any big businesses. I pray that you were able to just for that one day. You know, just for that 24 hours that you were able to not make that purchase on Amazon, not do Temu, not do all of these big businesses, but you instead, you know, reached out and tapped into these Black businesses that we have. So if you are a caterer, a hairstylist, graphic designer, a dentist, and I'm asking for myself, that's for me. If you are a dentist, okay, or chiropractor, anything, okay, call us and let's tap in. I got a little frustrated because last week, you know, somebody, I was listening to one of my shows that I like to listen to on WPFW, of course, and one of the callers called in and said that they didn't know where to find Black businesses. And I'm like, that's a lie. You have Google. Okay, like you have Google. Why would you sit there and say that? Just the same way that you find all of these big corporate businesses, you can find a Black stylist. You can find them, okay? Let your fingers do the talking and walking for you, and you put in that search engine what it is that you need to find Black owned. And I guarantee you, you will find it. So, oh, we have a caller.
Caller. What's your name? Where you from? What's happening?
My name is Renee. I'm from D.C.
Hey, Renee from D.C. So what's happening? Are you a LGBTQIA Black woman entrepreneur? You an ally? You know of any? What's up? What you talking about?
I just want to shout out to the Kulak. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
So I have to say, I know this voice. I know this voice, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. That's my mama.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yes, Miss Renee. Hey.
Hey, hi. How y'all doing?
All right. Yeah, oh, I'm so glad you called. I miss seeing you in the neighborhood. I miss running into you on the streets and all.
I know. Me too. Yeah. I just
want to
wish the
Kulak
a happy birthday.
Thank you, Mom.
You're welcome. My whole heart.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you too.
All right. Love you.
All right. Bye now. Wow. Gotta love moms.
So precious.
The most precious. I thought about your mama when they said Renee, but I was like, what's the chance?
That's my mama. That's my mama. Shout out to the mom. She love herself some culottes though. I will admit, and she will pull up at any show with my aunt. With you know, they pulling up. Okay. Shout out to the family.
Absolutely. That's amazing. I'm glad she's doing well. And yeah, so, yes. Yeah, so check it out. We are featuring, you know, we like to give y'all some music or hip y'all to LGBTQIA artists. Sometimes they're local, sometimes they're not so local, but they're always LGBTQIA, okay? So our first musical feature is Arlo Parks. Arlo is a London-born singer, songwriter, and poet who writes vividly descriptive lyrics about young adult emotional experiences and mental health awareness. This one right here is called Impurities from the My Soft Machine album. Check it out, Arlo Parks, Impurities.
Like a bluebird cage.
was Arlo. That was Arlo Parks, Impurities, here on A Gay Old Time with Awesome and Daffo. And we are a part of the Inside Out Collective here on 89.3 WPFW. Daffo.
Yeah, no, I remember so earlier you were saying something about the Green Book. So I feel like I heard something about a new Green Book, and there is there is a modern Green Book. You go to the website, it's moderngreenbook.net, and it's like the Green Book reimagined, or like a modern Green Book. So check them out. You know, you can put your business on there, you can find Black-owned businesses in every state. They got a map, click on the map, find the Black-owned businesses. So yeah, I just wanted to say that, moderngreenbook.net.
I'm on it right now. God be the glory. Oh my gosh.
For all of the things she has done, okay?
This is awesome. Yeah, so there you have it. Oh, wow. This is amazing. This is amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go ahead and get into these Black LGBTQ women-owned businesses. So first up, we got Lady Clipper. Leslie Bryant is a Seton sister of mine. Shout out to the Setonites, you know, all over the building, the Airwave Radio building. Yeah, so it's a whole barbershop. So, you know, sometimes, you know, being a, maybe if you're a woman or if you're LGBTQIA, you go into the barbershop, it's a lot of testosterone, it's a lot of maleness, it might be a little intimidating, and they talk about wild stuff, or they look at you funny because they're like, oh, what's going on here, is it he, she, or she, or, you know, what's going on? But you don't have to feel those ways when you go to Lady Clipper Barbershop. Is right in the heart of U Street. They have a plethora of barbers, and it's just a really, really inclusive and friendly environment to the LGBTQIA community and everybody else, of course. But yeah, it's a premier full-service Black woman-owned barbershop conveniently located in the epicenter of historic U Street. And it's full of lady barbers. All of the barbers are ladies or identify as women. So shout out to that. The website is theladyclipper.com. Look it up. Make you an appointment. Get your hair cut. Get your hair braided. Get your hair twisted. You know, do the big chop. Get some color. All the things. They also feature art, like local art. They have events that happen. It's a beautiful atmosphere, a beautiful place. So shout out to Leslie B., my Seton sister, for creating this wonderful environment for everybody where you don't feel left out or weird or looked at all crazy. It's a welcoming place. So shout out to Lady Clipper.
Yes, Lady Clipper. All right, next we're going to go with the reproductivevillage.com. This was, first of all, shout out to Angela, is a friend, former boss, former bartender at Lace on the Avenue. For those of you that don't remember Lace, Lyrics and Lace, that used to be hosted by the wonderful Daffo. But and rest in peace to Linda McAllister, who was the owner of Lace. But Angela is doing big things at the Reproductive Village, okay? So the Reproductive Village envisions a world where thriving, healthy Black families have deep connections with healthcare resources and healthcare education in their communities. They are working together to build a world where Black parents who seek to expand their families have easy access to a variety of appealing options as they pursue their goals. The Reproductive Village is a supportive safe and responsive community where Black donors and Black parents work together to expand and educate their families. Okay. So this is a spot, if you are thinking about expanding your family, right? Especially, again, LGBTQ plus, this is the place where you need to go, especially if you are a Black individual and you are looking to keep your family, you know, Black. But yes, this is the place that you can go. And honestly, and I know, Angela, I didn't even know that this was something that she was doing. So I am in awe of this. Like, I am backing her. I am so for this, because I know, even with our friends, you know, it is hard. It is hard to find it's hard to find
Black donors. Yeah.
Black donors. And it says, you know, 4% of the donors are Black.
That's it.
Only 4.
That's it.
And what are we making up? Only 13%? Is it 13? I know the number is now probably a little more, but in the United States. But yeah, so this place, like, please, please, please check this. Check out RVC if you are interested in, again, expanding your family, and you are a part of the LGBTQ plus community.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's always good to have options, and it's always just good to, you know, be able to choose from your own. If, you know, it's a variety of donors all over, but like the website says, only 4% of sperm donors are Black. So if you don't necessarily want to have a mixed race child, or if you want to, you know, keep it close, then you have options. You definitely have options. And, you know, even if you're not a part of the LGBTQIA, I know people are all walks of life, all identities are seeking donors. So, you know, to start their family. So I'm just very, like you said, I'm so proud of Angela and the Reproductive Village Cryo Bank. It's going to be amazing. It is amazing, and it's going to keep growing. So we are black women, Black LGBTQIA women out here doing big things, y'all.
Huge, bigly, huge.
And of course, we're still talking about Black LGBTQ women-owned businesses. Shout out to Kiana KMJ. She's just a renaissance woman all around, does all the things, tattoos, clothing line, has a shop down Sycamore Oak, has a whole arts and culture center, the Congress Heights Arts and Culture Center. Shines a light on the South Side. You know, shout out to the South Side. The east of the river is always neglected. You know what I mean? Always looked down upon, always forgotten about, but not while Kiana is around. You heard, you know, me personally, I'm from Uptown, but I really appreciate how she shines a spotlight on the South Side. It's beauty in the South Side, it's art in the South Side, it's creativity in the South Side. There are resources and assets on the South Side. All right. So
you got to make sure that you say South.
South.
With the
Southeast. South, Southeast. Southeast. Okay.
Indeed.
You know, it's no TH in that. It's all OUFF.
It's South.
It's South. Southeast. It's South. You can find her website at www.kayemjay6.com, or you can visit the website for the Congress Heights Arts and Culture Center at www.chacc.org. Yes, shout out to KMJ.
Indeed. I live on the South Side, so I love absolutely walking past her spot. when I walk to the barbershop. Shout out to my three sons' barbershop. Shout out to them. But I appreciate them, and I appreciate Kiana, KMJ.
KMJ. Sycamore Oaks, you got a shop down there. So the whole Sycamore Oak, you know, in general. I went to a go-go there not too long ago. A couple months ago, that thing was cranking. Cranking. And it was just so beautiful. I haven't been to a go-go in a long, long time. But it was just like such a family affair. The little kids was out. The fellas was out, the ladies was out, the old folks, the young folks, the in-betweens like us. It was just dance circles going around, students in their little khakis and polo shirts from school was beating their feet. It was, oh man, it was a beautiful, beautiful experience. So definitely check out Sycamore Oak and KMJ shop at Sycamore Oak as well.
Facts. Yeah, so moving right along, Asha Santee. Good God almighty. Woo! Me-cision. First of all, Asha has just renaissance, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Asha does it all.
The drumming, the musician, the graphic designer, just all of the singer, producer. All pianist. Of the things, pianist, yes, just all of the teacher,
good, straight up,
all of the things. But what we are going to highlight right now, is Me-cision. So Asha just created this awesome. Oh my gosh, I have not gotten mine yet, but I'm getting it. Okay. and I actually want to get a lot of them for my job too. So, but yes. She has created what is called Me-cision Cubes. And so if you have been in a space where you have not been putting yourself first, right? This is for you. These cubes are for you shake them up yeah. You roll them out and it has all of these things on it that okay, you're going to spend time just for you, you know what I mean, like you're going to do whatever it says on these cubes for you. So please check her out. She has a website, www.mecision.me, and that is MECISION.ME. Again, these are all centered around self-care. Absolutely. Around me being the person, you, right? Hence on the Me-cision. You're making a decision for yourself. Okay.
Absolutely. And it also helps with decision fatigue. You know, sometimes, you know, you just, your mind is so jumbled and you like, what should I do? I want to be productive. I want to do something, but I just don't know. So one cube has time increments. The other one has activities or special actions. So you roll like Austin said, you shake it up, shake them. And then you follow what lands on the cubes. And also, Asha curated playlists that go with each side of the cube. So it's like your genius, meditation, a plethora. So it's like, if you need to start declutter, it's a whole declutter playlist. Meditation, it's a whole meditation playlist. The playlist about 4 hours long, about 4 hours, okay? So it's the gift that keeps on giving, and you're giving to yourself. So yeah. Definitely check out and get you a pair, get you and your homies a pair, get you and your coworkers a pair of Me-cision cubes, you know? Yeah.
Indeed.
Do it. And coming up, we're going to talk about it later, but Me-cision also throws events that are catered to just you being your best self. You ridding yourself of things that do not serve you. So later on, when we talk about the hacks or what's going on locally in the community, we'll let you know exactly what we talk about. But it's an event coming up. You need to get your life, get your ticket, and get freed up. Shout out to Asha Santee and Mecision.me and the Mecision Cubes. Amazing.
Indeed. I'm so looking forward to this event.
Absolutely.
All right. We got one more, and that is TriPrism LLC. Okay. Now we know TriPrism's owner very, 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 very well.
Very well.
We were actually trying to get Crystal, who is the CEO of TriPrism, and also our bandmate, but she is so busy. She's so busy. Like she does so many wonderful things. She was not actually able to be here on the show, but I did get a chance to ask her. I wanted to just ask her because she has played a major role in even just the culottes, right? Serving as our manager, navigating, you know, being an artist and a manager and all of the wonderful things. And so I definitely wanted to tap into her and ask her, like, how was it navigating, especially like she's in the marketing field. So navigating the marketing world and even navigating the music industry as a Black LGBTQ woman. And what she said was to make sure that you continue to approach business with authenticity. Hmm. And I think that is very, very, very powerful because you have to be true to who you are, you know? And it made me think about when we were just starting out, right? And everybody just looking at us and thinking, oh, well, that's an all-female band. And especially meeting with male producers or male managers or, you know, just thinking that they were going to take advantage of us, and we deaded it. Like, nope, y'all are not the ones for us. Nope. But again, coming back to that, like being true to you, authenticity. And then she said, you know, being selective about who you collaborate with. Just because it's an opportunity doesn't mean that it's the opportunity for you.
That's a lesson in life, child. That's a life lesson. So you can't collaborate with everybody. Everybody ain't for you. Everybody don't want you to win. They want to just suck your energy and steal your shine, or try to steal your shine, because what's with you is for you.
It's okay, Boom Scott. What's for me is for me.
Mm-hmm. Hey. Absolutely. Shout out to TriPrism. Yes, marketing and events, whether 10 or 10,000 people locally or abroad, Crystal and TriPrism has you covered. Like, when I say excellence, it's excellence. When I say attentiveness, attention to detail, just kindness, like, yo, you want an event to pop? You want some popping marketing? Holla at TriPrism, TriPrismLLC.com. TriPrism. Shout out to Chris, man. Shout out to Black women, LGBTQIA entrepreneurs all over, man. Like, we're just so rich. That's local. All of these things are local. We out here. Come on, DC.
Come on.
But yeah, we're coming up on a break. We're about to come up on our station break. Again, this is A Gay Old Time with Awesome Rita and me, myself, Daffo. Call us up. You want to talk to us, 202-588-0893. Don't call up here asking why we focusing on gay people, because guess what? It's a gay old time. Last time somebody called up, like, why y'all know we talk about gay people? Sir, did you listen to the intro? It's a part of the Inside Out Collective, focusing on LGBTQIA people. You know, folks got to listen. But call us up. After this station break, we will be back.
Hi, this is Jim Byers, host of the Latin Flavor Classic Edition. Support from listeners like you are the tools that have built WPFW over nearly 5 decades. We provide news, music worth listening to, and in-depth conversations about your community and the world. One of the many ways that you could contribute is to donate a vehicle that you no longer need, running or not. It can do wonders for WPFW, so donate it for a tax break for 2024. Go to WPFWFM.org or call 1-866-WPFW-CAR. That's 1-866-973-9227 for more information. Help WPFW continue building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
All right. I hope everything's all right over there. Okay. Yo, it's a gay old time, a part of the Inside Out Collective on WPFW 89.3 FM. Yo, we have reached the portion of our show called What Tips Your Teacup? Okay. And you know what tips my teacup, Awesome?
What's tipping your teacup, girl?
I tell you what's tipping my teacup. All right, you know, I'm at the bar. You know, I'm going to the bar. I ask for a drink. And the bartender say, I don't know how to make that drink. And just leaving it at that. Sir, ma'am, them, or they. This right here is the information age. If only we had a wealth of information available at our fingertips. We do. If you don't get on Google and figure out how to make my drink ASAP, like, what? Like, that really tips my teacup, because I'm just so confused as to you just telling me no when all you got to do is look it up. Now, I totally understand if you don't have the ingredients, if y'all don't have honey syrup, if you don't have a certain kind of liqueur, I got you. Cool. But you, when I ask for something, you just with the clues, I don't know how to make it. That I can't stand for that. I can't go for that. No can do. So that's one thing that just really tips my teacup. And I don't know, am I being entitled? Am I doing the most? You know, am I doing the most by asking you to be creative or think ahead and just Google it? You know, is that asking too much, Awesome Rita?
Yeah. I no can do. I can't go for that. That's what that made me think of. No can do.
Yep. Absolutely. That's what I was. You picked up what I was putting down.
No, I don't think you're asking for too much. Like, that kind of segues into one of my teacups. That mm-hmm. wasn't what I was going to say, but that is a good segue, because we are living in the information age. And I think you've told me this. This is something that you taught me. Years ago, and you raised me up right, because you said, oh, I asked you something, and you said, well, you can't Google it, you know. I was like, oh, I guess I can, but that is something that tips my teacup as well, because we are living in the information age, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we are. It's no reason, and I think it really, really tips my teacup when I'm dealing with the youth.
Oh, bless their hearts.
And they have this smartphone, and they have the latest and greatest, okay? Because they love to tell you the latest and greatest that they do have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yet and still they refuse to use it, because it's considered a smartphone, right?
Absolutely.
They refuse to use it to make themselves smarter. It's called a smartphone for a reason, because you have literally everything right there at your fingertips. If you want to know it, boom, Google it.
Absolutely. It's Googleable. It's Googleable.
It's Google me, baby. Google me, baby.
You
know, I'm putting out the tea on the table. But
Yeah, bless the youth, man. I just bless their hearts, bless their whole hearts. I'll be trying to, you know, they will G-chat me. I'm like, okay, got a little G-chat, but then they'll ask me something, and then I'll be like, well, let me Google it and find the answer. But then I'm like, no, no. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to say, hey, if you put this in the search bar, or if you Google this, you might be able to get your answer or reach out to so-and-so who's in charge of that said thing. But, you know, bless their hearts. That's all I got to say.
It tips my teacup, though. It definitely tips my teacup.
It does. And, you know, one last thing that tips my teacup, I think it's maybe because I'm getting older, you know, I'm more mature. And, you know, I don't, I'm not bawling out in the car. I'm not speeding, switching four lanes. So, you know, people that bawl out in parking lots and garages, that really, really tips my teacup there. Because there are people popping out everywhere. Like, why on God's green earth are you bawling out in the parking lot like you in the Indy 500? It's a parking lot. I know you don't want to be a murderer. I know you don't want to hit nobody. Why are you bawling out in the parking lot? You know, if I think it's my age, because I too have bawled out in the parking lot years ago.
Yeah.
I've done it before, but it just really tips my teacup nowadays when I see it happen. I'm just like, you a grown woman, Daffo, for real, because you are very perturbed at this. You are so upset.
No, it's worthy of tipping your teacup, though. I have one more, and then we're going to move along. But this one, it has been tipping my teacup for quite some time now. And I feel like because it's Women's History Month, you know, I can speak my mind and it's going to be okay. And it's going to be well received.
Absolutely.
So here we go. Wearing a bra tips my teacup. Okay. It absolutely drives me crazy. I hate everything about it. And I wish that I was not fearful. Like, I wish that I could remove the fear, because I see people and I love it when I see them. Oh, I love it when I see my sisters, especially when they are of the D cup, you know, or beyond. And they are just, oh, I love to see them. And they have those babies just flying every which way. I can't do it right now. I want to be there, though. I live to be there because I hate the way that it digs into my shoulder. I hate the way it smashes my boobs. And that's mainly when I'm wearing a sports bra. Yes, I am masculine centered. I am of a D cup, so they out there, you know, they bam, you know, I don't understand how I'm mistaken as a male when, hello, but it, you know, I want to sign the petition. Can we introduce braless days?
Free the ninnies, like free the nipple, free the ninnies, you know?
I wish that if I didn't wear a bra and I would be comfortable with it, but I fear, because it's going to be one of those things where it's warning, you've got nips. I can't have that.
Can't have that.
I can't, you know, I just can't. So, That's something that's been tipping my teacup, wearing a bra. And if anybody else is out there with me, if you would like to sign this petition, we can make up a day once a week. I'm just asking for once a week where it's just not shunned upon and we could just go braless and be cool with it.
I'm proud of you for being brave and sharing that, because it's a safe space. It's a safe space, especially on this here Women's History Month.
On this Women's History, I felt like it was no other day or month that I could say this and be okay with it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a guest though.
Ooh. We do, right? Oh my gosh. We do. She's been waiting so patiently.
Absolutely. Yes. Welcome, Khadijah. Hey.
Hello. 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 Thanks hello. For having me. How are you both?
Excellent. All is well. Just, you know, just talking about what's tipping the teacup. Also talking about Black women entrepreneurs, LGBTQIA, Black women entrepreneurs, just all the things, all the things.
All the things.
Yeah.
I am a grateful supporter. So I'm so happy to be here to talk about all those things. I was listening in and I'm so sorry, Rita. That bra thing, girl, listen, I want a breast rest. That's what I want somebody to invent. Just something that could just rest in my breast for me. I don't really need them to be free. They're heavy. It's uncomfortable when they just free and all about. I need them in a restriction. I need a rest. Yes. I want a breast rest. That's what I want.
Breast rest.
Where they could just be, I don't have to hold them. That's what I want. Somebody to hold them for me all day.
I like that.
I love it.
Yes, that's what I would like.
I love it. I'm not mad at it. Breast rest.
And honestly, I will shout out just to give a little education. Like, most women are wearing the wrong size, and that makes a huge difference. So I shout out going to like an actual corset shop or like a center mm-hmm. who actually the place you go in the back and you take your top off. I mean, they want to see him. It's usually an older lady. She got them hands and she ain't afraid of them breasts. And she move them around. She pick them up for you. But that's who you want, okay? You need to go there and let her size your breasts, because I promise you, a lot of times back pains and a lot of the digging and stuff in the shoulders is usually because we are in the wrong size. And a lot of us shopping at the mall for bras, they only gonna give you what they got. So it might be time. I don't know if you remember back down at Iverson Mall. Go down all the way downstairs. That's where they had them ZZ cups, you know? All seriousness, no, but yeah. I just wanted to put that out there, you know.
Appreciate it.
And let people know.
We do. I so appreciate you sharing it.
Absolutely. So you are a Black woman entrepreneur. Please tell us about your business. Tell us about what you do, your expertise.
Yes. So, I mean, I have been doing this entrepreneur thing for about 14 years now, coming out of HR, coming out of customer service. I started doing hair. I've been a cosmetologist all this time, and I've been grateful enough to work for myself. Shortly after getting my license, I started working for myself about a year and a half after, and it's been one of the best things one of the best decisions that I've made for myself is doing that. But through that journey, it started with, of course, you know, doing hair, but I feel like with my HR and customer service background, it metamorphosed into a bigger thing, you know, where I'm more helping people from the inside. You know, I'm also kind of mentoring people when it comes to their jobs and things like that, because I get to see firsthand stress, you know, and how it comes through their hair and things like that. So I have many a time and was like, girl, quit that job.
time to go.
But, you know, and of course, let them know, like, hey, if you need it, if you got a job interview or something coming up, let me know. I got you. You know, I'm going to support you all the way around, because, hey, if you winning, I'm winning. We winning. Let's win together, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so More to the Chair Luxury Hair Salon. I'm on this website. I'm on, what was it, at moretothechair.com.
Amen, yes.
Yes, and the portfolio, the colors popping, the barrel curls, the edges is laid, like the twists are twisting, like it just it's beautiful. Like
thank you. I try.
Yes.
As I say, I'm not your stylist. You know, I'm not really the girl that's gonna give you, you know, the trendy looks. I'm gonna give longevity, you know, I'm gonna give healthcare. You know, I'm not afraid to outsource, you know, for my baby girls who are into that thing. But, you know, they go, they send them off and they always come back when it's time for them to get their hair right.
That's what you need, though. Somebody who's going to take care of your hair and your scalp and your person. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's amazing. I know your clients are very grateful for you and how you take care of all of them holistically.
Yes, and I am grateful for them as well. And my daughter too.
Absolutely.
That's fancy.
That's one of the things that I really, really love about you, Khadijah. For those of you that don't know, Khadijah and I have been friends for I don't even know how long, but I've seen her journey and so phenomenal. Like really, really just a phenomenal person. Inside and out, but I love that you are in the hair care business, right? And you touched on this a little bit when you said you're not afraid to outsource. Like, I love that you will tell a client, you know, no, you can't, this is not the best thing for you right now for your hair. You know, if you want color or something, like, this is not, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am in the business of really, you're in the business of hair care and making sure that, especially if you are Black, like, no, I'm not, your hair is damaged. I'm not going to damage it any further. So if that's what you're looking for, no, like you said, I'll outsource it. But if you really want me to do your hair, this is what we have to do. We have to take care of your hair. We have to treat it before we can even do or think about anything else. Yeah. So I really, really do love that, because you do, like you said, your the name of your salon is More to the Chair. It is exactly that. You know, you care about them. You mm-hmm. like that, I said, it's the holistic approach. No, I'm not just doing your hair. Like, I'm doing your inner beauty as well. I want to make sure that you are good, like from the inside out.
So I
have a couple of questions. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and the more to the chair also speaks to the networking side of it all too. A lot of things happen when people sit in my chair. You know, a lot of clients meet each other from, you know, just things get done and, you know, in the space. So it's that part is very important to me too, to be able to have a space where my guests can get to know each other. Because it's like, if you need a lawyer, I got a lawyer. You need a baker, I got a baker. Like, you need a web content, I got, what do you need? I have those resources within More to the Chair.
So it's like an incubator for all types of businesses. Yeah. Like, you, the liaison and the connector, you know what I'm saying? Come to get your head laid and you end up getting other things that you need in order
for way you more than you bargain for. Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. Now, are you making sure that you are keeping those businesses, those connections, and who you are resourcing them to, Black owned?
Well, I mean, usually most of the time it is, and then that's just by default, you know. And of course, you know, we do have allies, you know, who, and that's always been a part of our culture too. You know, a lot of the things that we have gotten is because of those, you know, the allies who've helped us out. But most of the time, you know, just out of default, because the majority of my clientele is African American, It works out to be that way. But I wouldn't say that, you know, like, if I knew someone who was, you know, of some other descent that was for us, I would also, you know, bring them up too, you know?
Yeah. So we're coming to the end, but we have one question for you. What advice would you give to young or to aspiring Black women entrepreneurs who are just starting out?
I would say just start. You know, I think most people don't start and they don't set a date. I think setting a date is so important. A lot of times when you're just putting things out in the air, you just have a dream, which I think is so important to spend time in the dream, because there you get to visualize what it is that you want. So I think that's how life comes together. That's how you end up in my salon and somebody sitting across from you that you need, right, to kind of take you to the next level or can kind of help you. So you got to know what it is that you want. So spend time in a dream, visualize it to the fullest, and start and set those dates. And I always look at it as if, because I think a lot of people make it out to be hard. And I like to simplify things, not to disrespect or not pay homage to it, but it's, you know, when you're doing something, like you fill out paperwork, you're waiting for a response, you know, you meet a couple people, you call a number, you're waiting for a response. So it's kind of like you get these assignments, if you will, right? So, and then my job is to do that assignment to the best of my ability. So I call that my 85%. So 85%, I take the 85% and do it to the best. And whatever I can't do is what I outsource. So I don't stop, right? And then you just keep going. You wait for an assignment, you do it, and then you keep waiting. Because a lot of it, you waiting. So that would be my advice.
Love it, love it. And how can the people get in contact with you, your socials, where your shop is?
I'm in downtown Silver Spring. You can, everything is More to the Chair. From the website to Instagram. Mm-hmm. I don't do my TikTok as I should, but it's also that all across the board is More to the Chair.
More to the Chair. Khadija, thank you so much
thank
for coming.
You for having me.
Absolutely. You got good friends, awesome.
I was the best, okay? The best
absolutely.
Of the best.
That's absolutely. Right, that's right, that's right.
Yes, indeed. Yo, awesome, it's time to go. This hour went by fast, man.
Wow, yeah. I wish I would have had some more time to spend with you all, but thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for so much for pulling up. We appreciate you, Kay.
Absolutely, thank you
all
so
right,
much.
All right, y'all. See y'all. All right, see y'all again. Bye.
All right, now. So check out More to the Chair. This is a gay old time. We hope you enjoyed the show. Any last thoughts, awesome reader? Because we got to go.
No, you know what? The last thought, you know, just be authentic to you. Just always, always remain true to who you are. Do not waver. There is always going to be, the devil is a liar.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So just stick true to you. And everything else will fall into place.
All right. A gay old time. Awesome Rita and Daffo. Thank you, production. WPFW Inside Out. We out. B-Girl.
How's the love that's here tonight? How's the love that's here tonight?